Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. In the previous Mishnah, we mentioned Ben Gamla, who upgraded the lots for the Yom Kippur goats from wood to gold, and he was remembered with praise. So we're now going to go on a little bit of a tangent and talk about other people who did good things for the Beis Hamikdash and are remembered for praise. Mishnah Yud starts by telling us about Ben Katin. Ben Katin, like Ben Gamla, was also a Kohen Gadol, who was apparently quite mechanically inclined, and so he made two significant changes while he was the Kohen Gadol. Number one, Ben Katin asa shnim asar dad lakior. He made 12 spigots for the kior. The kior is, of course, where the Kohanim have to wash their hands and feet before they do the avoda. Shelo hayu lo ela shnayim, and it had two spigots, so that sometimes created quite a line. And Ben Kittin, made 12 spigots. So now there were more Kohanim who could wash at the same time. Why 12? Well, because we learned that there are 13 people involved in bringing the Karbon Tamid, right? And the first one is the person who's shechting the Karbon, and Shechita is not really an Avoda, and it doesn't even have to be done by a Kohen. And so it does not require Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. But the other 12 do. And so in order to bring the Karbon Tamid, 12 Kohanim had to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, had to wash their hands and feet. And so after Ben Katin made 12 faucets, right, 12 spigots, so all 12 of the Kohanim working on the Tamid Shel Shachar could do so simultaneously. And so that would certainly speed things up. The Af Hu Asa Muchani Lachior. He also made a machine, mechanism, for the kior. The kior, of course, is where that water is that the Kohanim have to wash their hands and feet from. And because there was a problem, and the problem is that the kior is a holy vessel, it's a klishari, sort of. And since it's a klishari, anything that goes into it becomes kodesh, and if it stays overnight, it gets ruined, right? It becomes pasul belina, right? And that's a problem because then they would have to basically refill the kior every morning, empty out the water, dump it, and refill it every morning. And so he made this machine, shelo yumeim of nifsalim belina, to prevent this problem. This machine basically lowered the kior down underground into the water cistern overnight. And once the water in the kior connects with the water that's in the cistern, which is in the ground, it's not in a vessel, so then it is no longer nifsal belina. And therefore, all they had to do was lower this mechanism, lower the kior down into the cistern overnight, and in the morning, raise it back out. And then that then the water would be fresh and would be not a problem of lina. The second person with the third improvement is Munbaz HaMelech, Kin Munbaz. King Munbaz was the king of Chadyab, which is a country, or was a country rather, located in northern Mesopotamia, in the area that is now the juncture of Iran, Iraq, Turkey, and Syria. And King Munbaz converted to Judaism, along with his mother, Queen Helena, Hilni Hamalka, and his older brother, his younger brother, rather, who was the king before him, Izates. And so the three of them converted to Judaism and were quite religious. Eventually, many others, members of the family and many other members of the court of their nation converted as well. They lived towards the end of the second Beis HaMikdash, and they were obviously very supportive of the Jews and Israel, particularly against the Romans, who were the major problem at that point. Munbaz had a palace in Yerushalayim, besides for, of course, his palace back in his own country. And eventually, Munbaz is buried in Yerushalayim along with his mother and his brother. So the Mishnah tells us that Munbaz HaMelech haya ose kol yedos hakelim shel Yom Kippurim shel zahav. He would make all of the handles. He made all of the handles of the utensils used on Yom Kippur gold. Why the handles? Well, we're talking here particularly about vessels that could not themselves be made out of gold, like knives, right? Knives or shovels, you can't make a knife out of gold because it doesn't cut properly. But you could make the handle out of gold. And so the knives that were used for Shechita on Yom Kippur, he would make sure that they had golden handles. Hilni Imo, so his mother, right, Hilni Amalka, she was, the mother of Manbaz, the queen mother. She made a shining gold chandelier at the entrance to the Heichal. Now, what's interesting about this chandelier is it did not have its own light. It was just so shiny that it reflected the light of the rising sun, and that would allow all the people in Yerushalayim to know when to say Shema at sunrise, because the rising sun reflected off of this shiny golden chandelier and lit up. So people could see it from very, very far away because it was that shiny. The Afhi Azasa Tavla Shel Zahav. She also made a tablet of gold, Sheparsha Sota Kesuvalda, that had the Parsha Sota written on it. The Sota is a woman who was suspected of by her husband of cheating on him, and but there's no proof. And so the halacha, the Torah, tells us that such a woman is brought to the Beis HaMikdash, where there is a carbon that she has to bring, and she is asked if she did it. And at the end of the day, if she won't admit, then we can't prove. So she is given this potion to drink. The potion contains earth from the ground, ground of the Beis HaMikdash, and it contains the ink that the Kohen writes out the entire Parsha of Parsha Sota, which is in Parshas Naso in Bamidbar, and the ink is then scraped into the water. So with that water, it contains the ink from this Parsha, and that is also part of this potion that she has to drink. If she is, in fact, innocent, then not only does the potion not hurt her, it actually makes her even healthier. If she had difficulty having birth before, giving birth before now, she will have no difficulty. All kinds of good stuff. But of course, if she is not innocent, then basically her body falls apart, literally. And so that's pretty bad. At any rate, so in order to write this scroll with the Parsha Sota in it, typically the Kohen would have to actually pull out a Sefer Torah and copy it from the Sefer Torah. So in order to prevent that from having to happen, that the Kohen would not need a Sefer Torah to copy from, Hilni had a golden Parsha Sota commissioned, so that the Kohen who was copying the Parsha for the purpose of erasure into the drink would have a golden tablet to copy it off of. And finally, Nicanor. We've mentioned Nicanor before. Naasu Nisim L'dal Tosav. Miracles were done for his doors. Nicanor donated huge copper doors to the Beis HaMikdash. These were crafted in Alexandria, Egypt, and on his way back to Israel by ship with the doors, a huge storm arose. And, back in the day, if there was a storm, the way to survive the storm was to throw your heavy stuff overboard so that the ship would be lightened and would be more easily able to kind of toss on the waves without drowning, without sinking. And so they threw one of these giant copper doors overboard. The storm kept going, and they were getting ready to throw over the second door. And Nicanor basically blocked them and said, "You're going to have to throw me out first. You want to throw out that door, you're going to have to throw me overboard first." And as soon as he said that, and he put his life on the line for these doors, the storm stopped immediately. Nevertheless, Nicanor was quite upset about the lost door. But when they reached port in Israel, the door that had been thrown overboard had actually been floating alongside the ship the whole way. Of course, that's a miracle. Copper doors don't float. And so these doors are for the main eastern gate. It's called Shaar HaMizrach, but it's actually more commonly known as Shaar Nicanor, the gate of Nicanor, because of Nicanor's doors. And so our Mishnah concludes, V'hayu mazkirin oso l'shvach. Oso really, in this context, really means osam. There are actually girsas of the Mishnah that actually have the word osam here. These people, right, Ben Kitin, Munbaz HaMelech, Hilni HaMalka, and Nicanor, are mazkirin osam l'shvach. They are remembered with praise, just like Ben Gamla from the previous Mishnah.